Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 444, though if you can't have our restarts, it's probably like episode 800. I'm your host, Casey. Joining me as always is Carlos.
Cowabunga.
And Matt.
Oh, hey there. Hi there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cowabunga, huh? You been watching some TMNT?
No, I was going to try a new catchphrase.
Oh. Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, I can have another one.
I liked it better than the last one he did before we restarted again.
Well, that's what I always say, though.
No, it was a weird elongated one that you had. It wasn't quite you.
I thought it was like, okay.
Something like that.
It was like,
I'm here.
No, it was like the, they're here, yep. But it was, I'm here, is what I did. But I did Cowabunga this time.
You did do Cowabunga. Yeah, we all heard it, and we all didn't like
and
it.
And we're all now up to date with what happened so far on this podcast. I'm glad we're on the same page now.
I am, too. This is really good for us. Carlos, what have you been up to, my friend?
Let's see. So I've been playing Balatro, which is that poker roguelike game where you get dealt a hand of cards out of like a couple deck. You have like a full set, like 52 cards that you try to, you get dealt cards and try to play the hands and get combos, and you get points by better hand cards. And then it starts off with like just
if
one
you get
deck.
A combo, there's a voice come out and say, combo.
No, but it has a very, very satisfying, like, addiction, like, if you were at a casino, of click, just very satisfying sounds it makes when you are doing well, and you get a good combo, or, like, if you get, like, a full house, or a royal flush, stuff like that. But, so, like, it starts off, like, you have a regular deck, and then you start adding, like, weird things in there, like, oh, you have, like, this is a queen that's gold, so I get cash paid out when, I don't use it in the hand, or you can have a joker that doesn't go in the deck, but like just affects like from now on, if I get like a play more than two eights in a hand, I get like a planet card, and the planet card makes it so like your royal house, your flushes or your straights or your two pairs do give you more points, and it just escalates from there until you're like until you fail.
Yeah, that and is the what I know about jokers is they always cause escalation and in ways that you don't want it.
Yeah, and it's a very fun game to play. But there's another game that I just started playing. So I've been watching a lot of streams of this game called Voices of the Void. I just picked it up. It's a free to play. It's a pay what you want game on itch.io. So you can pay $0.
Sounds scratchy.
And download it. And basically, you're basically dropped at a SETI institute. Because you work there all of a sudden, and it's just a really rundown facility. You try to get signals, and you can like try to clean up the facility or just leave it a trashy mess. But the thing about it is that it's kind of like a weird location because all of a sudden, like, spooky stuff starts happening. There's a set of aliens that, that you don't see, but like start playing pranks on you too. So, like, you might be, trying to get a signal, and he's I gotta go to the garage. You go to the garage, and like all of a sudden an alien comes flying at you because they set up a catapult to launch it if somebody opens the garage.
Are they playing pranks or trying to kill you?
Pranks, although you can,
because it's a catapult.
So I've looked into it. Like, there's a reputation system where the aliens can start to like approve of your presence, or at least that set of aliens. But also if you start stealing stuff from their campsites, they don't like that. If you do that enough, they'll put a bomb in your ATV.
Why are the aliens camping?
Well, there's lore reasons that I don't know, but like they're just there for a reason. There's weird posters that have like lore info on it, but
you don't read those.
Well, they're not in English.
Oh, so you got to learn their language first.
No, it's just like you see, like it looks like there's like an evil overlord on their home planet, and they're like the rebels, and they're just hiding out on Earth for a bit. But there's other weird stuff that happens, some days the sun's just bad. You don't want to go outside because it'll just melt you.
So you're not on Earth.
No, you're on Earth. It's just weird shit keeps happening.
Interesting.
I'm very confused.
It's a fun game. It kind of like a goofy, like a chill out game. And then every once in a while, it just tries to, it freaks you out.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's what I've been up to.
All right. Matt?
Oh, geez, what have I been doing?
Not I don't know, much. Louise.
Jeez, Louise. Yep, finished three body problem. I want more of it. Give me all of it.
Right.
We have to wait a long time.
I don't know if we're going to get more,
yeah,
man.
I don't know if we will either. I went to go see Late Night with the Devil.
How was it?
It was good, but the ending was dumb. One of those kind of things.
Mm.
It did feel like you were watching an old Johnny Carson show, which basically is the premise cool. of
yeah.
it.
So is it worth seeing in theaters or
no,
wait till streaming?
Wait till streaming for sure. Yeah, it was fun to watch. The AI scenes that they're talking about that everybody was in a hoopla about is the dumbest thing ever because it's literally the "we'll be back soon" like little cue cards like when it's going to a commercial break and that's it.
Yeah, AI sucks, and nobody should be worried about AI taking anybody's fucking job.
And I understand that argument, but also at the same time, when it was just those little fucking things, I was like, "What? Why is everybody freaking out about this?" Okay, but yeah, it was entertaining to say the least.
I don't know. Concept artists might be in trouble.
Yeah, like that kind of a thing. Yeah, because it definitely looked like a 1970s horror. You know, the "we'll be back soon" with the jolly little skeleton type of thing. But yeah, whatever. Me and my mom binged all of Apples Never Fall on Peacock. It's Annette Bening and Sam Neill from Jurassic Park.
That is a lie. Apples fall all of the time.
I'm guessing it's something the apple never falls from.
Did Newton lie?
They're all
what? About being hit in the tree by a falling.
No,
by a falling
apples
apple.
Fall all the time. Newton didn't lie. He told the truth. The TV show's lying.
What about the people that slip on crap apples?
Wait,
and
is
die?
It about gravity not existing?
No. It's about
way less interesting.
Is it about
giving
doctors
tennis,
away?
It's about a tennis family, and the mom goes missing, and then it gets blamed on the dad, and then there's a twist at the end. And yeah,
is it that the dad did it? Because I saw that twist coming.
Was the mom an apple the whole
what
time?
Saying it is. Was the mom was an apple the whole time?
Oh my god!
It came out of left field. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that ending at all.
Yeah, I heard it was a remake of The Giving Tree.
Oh, okay.
It was The Taking Apple.
Also watched Taika Waititi's Next Goal Wins. That was pretty good. Michael Fassbender, the soccer movie. That's on Hulu. Otherwise, it started Band of Brothers today for the first time.
Really, you've never seen Band of Brothers?
No, just never
a good watch.
Where have you been the last 20 years?
It just never really interested me, and I was like, I gotta finally watch this.
You know,
he's dad age now.
You know,
I'm dad age now.
You know, not everybody lives in that show.
I don't know. I found that out the first two episodes. I'm on episode 4 now, and like half the cast is gone. David
Ross
sucks in there.
David, he does a really good job of
he
being an asshole.
He does a really good job of being an asshole, but
like,
he sucks.
He's really good at being super unlikable. It's amazing.
He is pretty shit.
I didn't realize that what's his face is the like the main guy that's in that one TV show that came
something
out.
Something Winter, or I think
Dick Winters.
Winters, yeah. Yeah. I like
his name
him a
is
lot.
Dick. I just watched the show. Yeah.
I didn't watch that TV show he was
fucking
on Clarity.
Everybody was in that show.
I know. I keep watching. Oh, there's James McAvoy when he was 21 years old. And
right.
There's freaking, who else was I looking at?
Simon Pegg was in
it. Yeah, whenever Pegg's just in the background, you're like, what? little Pegg.
Yeah. Like, fucking everybody.
And realizing it was 2001, I'm like, holy shit. No wonder everybody's so fucking young. Can't remember what Carnival Row was really big at that time, too, wasn't it? There was a lot of.
Carnival Row was after that,
I
thought.
Was it?
Yeah, let's see.
That was one of those ones that like never had a good conclusion because I think it got canceled.
So you have Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Tom Hardy.
Oh yeah, Fassbender.
Jimmy Fallon shows up eventually. let's see, Damian Lewis, Andrew Scott, Colin Hanks, Ron Livingston.
Oh yeah,
Jason O'Mara, Dominic Cooper. Just fucking everybody.
Ron Livingston is always
the guy
fun
from The Walking Dead, and he still has a cigar in his mouth in this too.
Well, like, it's a package deal.
Yep.
Yeah,
Neil
it's a
McDonough.
Package deal at all times.
Oh, man. Just, like, everybody. It's just kind of crazy.
But, yeah, that was also. I don't think we had HBO quite yet at that time either. Maybe we didn't either.
I watched it. I remember we rented. I think it came out. I can't remember if it was the DVDs or the VHS tapes.
And that's when it got the major recognition when it started. Yeah, because it was on my radar, but at the same time, I was 12 years old. So
yeah, I hadn't seen it. Then I got my stepfather that for like some holiday.
Oh, okay.
The DVD collection. And Then I actually watched it.
Oh,
this is really good.
I should watch the Pacific one again.
And I haven't watched that one yet either.
Or Letters from the Pacific. I didn't like it when it came out because it was more like political and about home.
Instead of the war.
Instead of like the war. Yeah. And I was like, well, this isn't cool.
Like the like Band of Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, and I didn't realize it was the parachute regiment either when I was before I even knew about it. So yeah.
And the air one on Apple TV right now is supposed to be pretty
Masters
good.
Of the Sky. I haven't watched that either.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the third part of this trilogy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it had really anything to do with it.
Yep.
I suppose Tom probably has some sort of Tom and Spielberg have some sort of thing. With
old Tommy Spielberg.
Tommy Spielberg. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I think about that. Yeah,
right.
We got first place in trivia last night. That was cool.
Oh shit! Very
I was
nice.
So drunk I didn't even realize we won until we won.
So you didn't help?
Oh, I did. Me and Ben got a lot of those questions.
Nice. What was the topic?
I don't even remember now.
Are you sure you won, Matt?
Yes, I'm 100% positive we won. I know the dweeb cred question was Data's brother, which is Lore, and now I'm trying to remember what the rest of it was.
Data was a machine. How did he have a brother?
He had two brothers. Yeah. He also had B4, who was the older brother, I guess. What?
Is that what it all that works out?
Yeah, because he can't use the prototype.
He has to be the older brother because he's before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he also is like mentally challenged.
Oh, yeah. It was April Fool's Day. That's what the theme was because it was April Fool's Day. Yeah. To Lore, and there was like a side where it was lies, and the other half was jokes or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Nice.
Yep.
Let's see. I built some axe throwing thingies over the weekend, and then we threw some axes, so that was fun. Made some targets for my girlfriend's birthday party coming up. She's doing like a hobbit themed birthday party, so we're gonna throw axes.
Fuck yeah!
And drink beer. It's gonna be a good time. Yeah, so made two of those, and then we sat in the front yard and threw axes.
That was one of the best snaps I got. I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder what the neighbors are thinking right now.
We got rubbernecked so bad so many times, it was pretty funny. So we did that, and then we all went out to sushi on Saturday night and had a great time. That was such a good
vibe. Oh, yeah, the arcade, that was fun. It was.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got out at, 12:30 or something like that. But
yeah, I saw the snap from you at after midnight, and I'm like, Matt's still out. I don't know.
No, it was about 12:30 I got home.
Okay.
But I had just beaten Cruising USA, that one. Then I forgot about the President Clinton in the hot tub on the back of the fucking SUV at top. And then whatever that other game I played, I beat that one too.
Yeah, Jacqueline and I, we got back and we went to bed pretty quick because she had to be up early in the morning. And I wanted to finish Survivor, gosh darn.
Gosh darn!
And then, Sunday, threw more axes and then didn't record. This morning I went and got my LASIK consultation.
What?
Yeah! So I'm going to get my eyes lasered. It was going to be next Friday, but turns out I can't do that because we have we have a plan. We have a bachelor party we're going to.
Your insurance or anything cover it, or how does that
work out?
No,
it's all out of pocket, but it's
cosmetic or whatever?
Yeah, but it's I can get 0% APR financing for 24 months.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's only $3,800.
Oh, that's it?
Okay. Yeah. Not a bad deal to get some laser eyes.
I know. So the following Thursday, I'm going.
I love my glasses, but God, I don't want them anymore. I want to just be able to wear sunglasses
if your prescription hasn't changed in a while, depending on what it is, it might be worth looking because it's relatively cheap for the not having to deal with.
Compared to when we were starting, it was $20,000 when we were starting.
The recovery. So I go in, they say, you'll be in for about 90 minutes. The procedure itself is about 15. and then you'll get driven home and just, stay up late, wake up early, be super tired when you come in, and then go home and sleep for 3 to 4 hours, and then you'll be fine.
No the drops or anything?
You'll have drops. Yep. I'll be able to drive 4 hours after the procedure.
Awesome.
I'm like, okay, cool.
That's so weird. And they just put a little slice in there, put a lens in, and close it up?
No, there's no lens
what
anymore.
Is it now?
They cut a slice with a laser, and they pull that back, and then they trim your eyeball and like reshape it,
so
and then
it's
put the
like
flap
a lens on.
Yep,
it then.
And then
okay.
they put the flap back down, and the flap just like it sticks itself in yep. place and like heals itself. Yep.
The eyes are amazing.
Like almost like instantly. And
well, wouldn't that suck if it got like it put down, but there's a piece of dust that got in there, like you were putting
kind of like
film
a contact,
or like if you're putting like the thing on a cell phone.
Oh God, right?
So like now you just always have that little floaty there.
Well, but that would it would work its way out because it's a foreign body, and that's how the body
and
works.
There's still a hole. There's still a
yeah.
slice there.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'll be like, and then I go back in, and then I go in the next morning for
so
just
they,
like a quick follow up, and then
do
yes,
they
then.
Put you out, or they just put like local?
You just get localed, and then they
and
put
then
little clockwork orange things on there.
You just see.
I hear the smell's
happening.
The worst part because it's you like it smells like you know they're cooking your eyeball.
Yeah.
Because they're zapping.
Seeing
you.
Everything, I just see like ah.
Right? Yeah, you just want to close your eyes, but you can't. but no, I'm pretty pumped.
Is it like Dead Space where if your eye starts looking somewhere else, it just sends a drill into your brain?
I don't know yet. I'll find out.
I'm pretty sure with the
I'll let you guys know in 2 weeks.
The local anesthetic, you probably can't even do
yeah,
anything
you
with your eyes.
But yeah, I'm really fucking sick and tired of these goddamn glasses.
I know, I love them, but at the same time, no.
Yeah. I hate them. I hate them with a fiery passion. That's why, like, I've been wearing contacts 24/7
for
the last like 20 years. And turns out that's not good for your eyes.
It's not good for your eyes at all. That's why. Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, I'm ready to get lasered.
You have glasses too, don't you, Carlos?
No.
No. You want these? You can have them in 2 weeks.
No.
Lucky boy.
Yeah, pretty pumped about that. And then I just have, yeah, some other balls to get lasered at some point, and then we'll be good to go. but yeah, so that was, that's been kind of my week. Just like, yeah, besides that, just work and nonsense. And I started, Resident Alien. That's been kind of fun. Alan Tudyk being an alien.
He's
love
amazing.
It. But yeah, well, we have a beer. I'm trying to finish this beer so I can get to that beer. Matt, tell us about this beer that you got.
It's a sour. From Tripping Animals. I know we've done a couple triple and Tripping Animals.
Oh, it's a sour. I thought it was going
to
be a...
Nope. She said whatever spoke to me, yep. And I guess this spoke to me. It's called Toucan Play at This Game. And there's two pictures of toucans on there. And it's a sour ale with papaya, pineapple, and bananas.
Oh, T-W-O. I put toucan. Like T-O-U-C-A-N.
Nope. T-W-O. Toucan.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. 6%. Papaya, banana, and pineapple.
Papaya just sounded good right
when
now.
When I first poured it, I smelled the banana, but now I only smell like the pineapple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pills pretty turbid.
Oh, yeah, it smells like the Runt's banana at first.
This is apparently my first time ever pouring a beer.
That was last week, too.
Oh, no, it's because I had a Guinness in there.
Yep.
And, like, that causes the foam up. Oh, wow, that is fruity.
Is it a good fruity or bad fruity?
I don't know. I just can smell it from here.
Yeah, I didn't read it before I drank it. So, like, I was thinking, oh, like, so like, it's going to be like a pineapple IPA or something like that. It was like, oh, it's a sour. I was pleasantly surprised.
You know what it smells like? A tiki bar.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see that. It needs some coconut in there. For
there's
a real
rum
tiki experience.
I was going to get to, but I didn't.
Wow! I haven't had a sour in a minute, folks.
Yeah, it's pretty tart.
That hit me right in the back of the old...
Just trying to get summer started, guys.
It's not too sweet either.
Yeah, this is gonna rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, that's wild. All the banana smell just disappeared.
Yeah, like, I was worried that it would be like too sweet, but like, it's not too sweet.
It tastes like a smoothie. I kind of like it.
I like it.
I kind of like it.
I
kind of love it.
Because normally it's always like the lactose that they put in there that gets
yeah.
it, but I think it's the banana that does it for this, and I'm like, I like that a lot.
I don't like lactose sours.
Nope.
I like this one. This is good. I don't think there's lactose in here.
Like I said, I think it's just the banana that's rounding it off at the end there.
Yeah. Put more banana in shit. Unless it's not supposed to have banana in it. Then no banana.
I thought it was, especially with that smell, I thought it was taste like a Runt's banana, but no.
No, it's giving me tiki bar vibes, and I kind of love it.
Yeah. Should sit around the pool with
a little tiki-taki, oi, oi, oi.
I can't remember if we liked our other Tripping Animals we did, but...
I don't remember. I was tripping animals when I when I drank that one, so. All right.
This tastes like the morning blend juice I was drinking this morning, too.
Carlos?
You know, this is pretty tasty. I'm going to give this a... I'm going to give it a 7. I think it's a very solid sour. I don't think it's amazing, but I think it's good.
Yeah, I don't know if I do want to drink more than one of these. That's why I'll give it a 7 as well. But
I think maybe the weather would also affect it because it's kind of a cold day. Mm-hmm. I think if it was a hot day and this was a cold beer I was drinking, I think it'd be probably pumped up by a
point. Disagree with you 110%. I think this beer on this day makes the sunshine come out. Because I'm seeing sunshine
with my two toucans.
Got my toucans and my tatas. Let's go. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 6.5. It's fine. I like it. It's good. It's a... I don't know. I think I'm going to have trouble getting through this can. Because it's just a lot of fruit sour.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not mad about.
Well, but. But it's not balanced. There's no... it's just like... Rah! It's very aggressive. And I'm just like, I'm a little worried, like, that it's going to punch me in the face and take my lunch money.
Yeah. It also is what makes me think that there's not a lot of Tums left in the house.
We had the same idea.
It does taste exactly like the morning blend juice I got from the co-op.
What's the morning blend juice?
It's just got the papaya and a bunch of random, it's just like morning, like a tropical morning blend juice.
It's probably just a repackaged two can play this game. Your morning blend.
Yes, that's what it is.
You know, for hangovers.
Yeah. Just a sour beer for your hangover. All right. Well, Carlos teased it before we recorded, and I want to hear it. So our first discussion topic is going to be, what's the worst April Fool's Day prank?
Well, I don't know about the worst. There's a... It's April 2nd when we're recording this. So we missed April Fool's.
April Fool's! It's April 1st! Ha!
So we tricked you guys because by releasing this talk about April Fool's the day after. Or is it not going to be released the same day? Is it going to possibly be released tomorrow?
Well, considering I released last week's today.
I think just everybody is a fool in this situation.
I'm very confused as to when this goes
This is
out.
The worst April Fool's joke.
So the worst April Fool's. So I don't really think about April Fool's tricks a whole lot. But I do have like some pranks I've done that like went poorly when I was younger. So that's the type of stories pranks I have. So first of all, one of the reasons that I stopped doing, I should not do pranks, is that like when being a kid, elementary school, like one of the pranks going around was somebody goes to sit in a chair and you move the chair so they miss the chair and fall down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, quite funny.
It is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, quite funny. Yeah. Except like
says the alien like looking at people for the first time.
And then, but like I did it one time, and like the person who like they fell down and got hurt is like they were not like super
was it not
bad.
Quite funny?
Well, it hurt them, so it wasn't funny to them.
And yeah, like, but was it funny to
and
you?
And no, I don't laugh at other people's
hurt,
misery.
Like,
I can't laugh. I don't.
What do you mean you don't laugh at other people's misery?
Let me finish. I don't laugh at other people's misery if I'm responsible.
Oh, okay.
Like if I'm responsible, it's not funny. But there was another a prank I did, although I don't feel super bad about this one because they had it coming. I was had like a sleepover and we like at midnight. It's like, OK, we're going to make our own super secret hot sauce. So we went to the kitchen and like tried to make the hottest hot sauce we could. And it's like, all right, you go and try it. It's like, OK, I'll try it. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is not pleasant. This is not pleasant at all. I don't remember what we used to make it, but it was just not pleasant. And then he refused to try it. It was like, who go, like, it was like welches on that. Like, it was horrible. So when he was like, he fell asleep on the couch, and I put some in his mouth.
That's assault.
Well, it gets worse from there.
Does it get worse?
Because a little bit was like on his like mouth, and like so like it was like burning him, and like he tried to rub his face, and it got in his eye.
Well, that one's on him.
So basically, like he was in the bathroom, like having his eye washed out in the tub, and then like he went home after that. So that was,
and he never hung out with you again.
Never stayed at your house.
I mean, that's the same person who like had who threw a baseball bat in our game of yard ball, and because it was allowed to throw the baseball bat, but it wasn't allowed to have it hit somebody else in the head when you throw it. So.
Well, okay, hang on. We need to talk about your rules for yard ball.
We've talked about yard ball before.
I know, but we need to revisit this again because your rules of being allowed to throw the baseball bat but not being allowed to throw it at somebody's head are dumb.
You're supposed to toss it. Like, you're not, because you're supposed, because like,
what happens if you toss it and hit somebody's head?
Because the goalposts for yard ball are the whole side of the yard.
Well, yeah.
On each side.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of room, and you have like kind of like, you know, those red like balls from like gym class.
Yeah, like the dodgeballs. Like the kickballs?
Yeah, like the kickballs. And so like it was like the baseball bat is what you're using to hit that ball.
Yeah.
And your goal is to get it into that side of the yard and get like it was like there's like a fence on both sides, like some bushes on both sides.
And then
side.
You follow through by throwing the bat.
Well, because it's so far, so it's a wide goal, is that like you kind of have to have a way to like toss the bat to try to block a shot. It turns out though that when it happened, like he threw it at it hit my head.
Did you move into the way of the bat?
I was trying to hit the ball because I had moved.
And was
forward.
He trying to block the ball with the bat?
Yeah, but he missed the ball and hit my head.
That seems like a problem with the rules, not a problem with him.
Oh, no, but it wasn't a pleasant experience either.
You should have been wearing a helmet.
In hindsight, yes.
Yeah.
It also explains a lot.
It's called yard ball?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what it was called at the time. I call it yard ball these days because...
Looking back on it, it was yard ball.
It's like over 25 years ago, so I don't remember what it was called.
And he got hit in the head with a bat, Matt.
It didn't
help. He can't really remember many of the rules.
Well, I remember the rules, and I remember the yard quite well. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, man. Like,
and when that happened, I was like, okay, we're even for the hot sauce thing. Me burning your eyeball, and you possibly giving me a concussion.
Probably permanent brain damage.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't do pranks after that. It's like, it's not great.
Yeah, my folks, like, my mom always did pranks, but we never did really, like, my folks woke my... I had a friend over... And we were we were doing something, but my dad was working at FedEx at the time, or UPS, and he had to like wake up at like 2:33 a.m. in order to go like stock the truck. Well, he woke up. My mom woke up with him. She's like, "Oh, breakfast time. Get up, boys," and made us like breakfast and everything and like that. And then like, so we're just like groggily like eating breakfast and talking about getting ready for the day. And then my dad's like, "Well, I'm off to work. You guys should probably go back to bed. It's only 4 a.m.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. No, that one was good. And then my mom made, so this is what I would consider one of the worst ones. She made half our family cry with one of her April Fool's pranks because she had them all convinced they were moving to Guam. she sent out a letter before April 1st, like that said that we were going on a mission trip to Guam, and she timed it where it would arrive on April 1st. And like she walked it around to the neighbors and stuck it in their mailbox.
Oh, that's illegal.
Well, you know, yeah, that's the problem with this, is the illegal dropping off of mail.
It is.
So she did that.
You know, the Postmaster General will have you shot for that.
Or maybe he'll just throw a bat at your head.
That was a Geneva Convention, so that was too cruel.
Too cruel, the bat, yeah. So then we spent the rest of the day fielding, well, it was like a weekday, so we all like went to work and school, and then we got home to an answering machine full of crying voicemails, and Thea's like, my grandma's called, the neighbors came over. She did.
Took some.
That's really good, actually. I like that one too.
It takes some planning, damn.
That's some devotion.
It's diabolical, is what it is. It
takes a little sociopathy to do that one.
No.
More respect for your mother.
I will say she has follow through.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, you got anything?
No, never really did too many jokes. Mm-mm. Dad did the thing, like, if I fall asleep, like, in the middle of the night, or, like, then you never, you know, the time change when school,
yep.
He'd be like, all right, Matt, time to go to school. But he was just getting ready to go to work. But,
oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
The day was still looking bright like this, but it was 7 p.m. instead of 7, yeah, whatever. Just random stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
All my jokes failed. Like, the one where you put the saran wrap on the thing, they're like, oh, I missed, or else the hose thing. You put the rubber band on the hose, it gets sprayed. No.
See, the trick is you do the saran wrap, but you only do it at their legs so they trip and fall and hurt themselves.
Because then they won't see it.
Yeah. Put soap on my brother's toothbrush once. He had to get a new toothbrush.
Yeah. Why?
He couldn't get the soap taste out.
You can. You have to try harder.
Yeah, well, my brother's a little bitch.
He just didn't like the thought of the soap on it.
Well, that was the cleanest his toothbrush had ever been.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This wasn't April Fool's, but I was telling Jacqueline about this the other night. We short-sheeted my boss's bed on one of the Orlando trips. Like, we got to the Airbnb before we did, and we short-sheeted his bed. He got a little mad.
That's pretty funny. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one. You think we can get to the Airbnb before everybody else and short sheet all the beds? For next weekend. I know Zach listens to this.
Oh.
So we definitely won't short sheet his bed.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. He's the guest of honor.
We gotta plan everybody's bedrooms out then.
Right. Put the saran wrap over the toilet bowl and
I don't know, depend how much you guys will be drinking. Like that might mess yourself up.
Oh, absolutely. I don't
have to take a shit really bad and just shit all themselves.
Can you imagine? Just like sitting
there. That'd be the worst.
It's like shitting all over your own ass.
Why didn't it plop? Why didn't
and it'd be
plop?
One of those drunk shits too.
Oh God. Did anybody bring baby wipes?
No, why, you gross fucker? You got a Delisle's chili again, didn't you?
Gross.
Jesus Christ. So that's enough of that. Who's the best rabbit? What's the best rabbit?
You know,
I have an answer to this.
I got a soft spot for the Trix rabbit. So, but like, there's another. Where are some other hobbit rabbits though? Like, there's the was it Harvey from like an older black and white movie where like this guy sees a giant rabbit everywhere and like everybody thinks he's crazy.
Yep. There's and, there's the Welch rabbit.
Yeah.
Which is a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sandwich, more like a sandwich covered in cheese sauce, or I guess it's an open face ham sandwich with like okay. a cheesy bechamel on top of it that you broil. It's really fucking good. It's probably my favorite rabbit.
There's Bugs Bunny, who's always fun.
There's Lola Bunny, who made everybody very confused.
Made a
90s.
Lot of furries with that movie, apparently.
Best rabbit.
There's Peter Rabbit.
Yep.
There's Little Bunny Fufu.
Hopping through the forest, scooping up the
field mice and bopping him on the head. Really, he's doing everybody a favor.
What was the one before Little Bunny Foo Foo? You said?
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Lando, you're not a rabbit.
He'd like to eat a rabbit.
He wouldn't know what to do with a rabbit.
I just want to go on record and I say, I don't think Peter Rabbit's a rabbit. I think he's a hare.
What the fuck is the difference? And the next thing you're going to say is rabbit from Winnie
really
the Pooh is
say
a hare.
There's no difference between a hare and a rabbit? You're so racist, Casey.
Oh my God, they look the same.
Unless you see a jackrabbit, those things are huge.
All right.
Was Banicula was like a rabbit?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Banicula? Banicula?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember those books.
I never read them.
I did.
I remember those.
Let's see.
What's the difference between a hare?
Separating the two can, by looking at the differences in lifestyle and history. Okay, separate. All right, here we go. Britannica. The difference between rabbits and hares. You guys ready for a fucking lesson right now?
Yep.
In general, rabbits are smaller and have shorter ears. They are born without fur and with closed eyes after a gestation period of 30 to 31 days. Rabbits prefer to hide rather than run from their enemies. They prefer habitats composed of trees, shrubs, where they live in burrows dug into the soil. Hares, in contrast, are larger. They are born fully developed with fur, opened eyes, after a gestation period of about 42 days. They are runners, preferring open area habitats such as prairies, where they make their nests in small open depressions.
So a jackrabbit should actually be a jack hare.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, or a jackalope.
Well, yeah.
Should be a hare-a-lope.
Yeah.
Or there's a Brer Rabbit.
Yep.
Briar rabbit.
Yeah. I actually had a pair of sheets with a Brer Rabbit, if I remember correctly, from being a child, including the sheets had the Char Baby on there. So, I mean.
The what baby?
It's one of the Brer Rabbit stories. It's a bit racist.
There's the Energizer Rabbit.
Making a comeback.
That's the Energizer Bunny.
Nope. It's the Energizer Rabbit.
Making a comeback with advertising.
Let's see. There's Thumper.
Yep.
The White Rabbit.
Always late.
Yep. The Velveteen Rabbit. The softest of rabbits. Yep. There's Bean Bunny.
Don't know that one.
Bean Bunny is the Jim Henson Rabbit. If you see the photo of Bean Bunny, you'll recognize Bean Bunny. That terrifying looking rabbit. Which one? This one.
Oh, yes, that guy.
Yep.
I was looking at the lists up there.
Oh, yeah, no. The one where Lola Bunny is literally just showing her ass.
Yeah.
Buster Baxter.
Which one of these actually lays eggs?
I don't think any.
Come on.
The Easter Bunny. Oh, there's Donnie Darko.
Yep.
Let's see. The Killer Rabbit from Monty Python.
Oh, yep.
I don't know Peppy Hare. I don't know Captain Carrot. Don't know Harvey the Rabbit, I don't think. That's when you were talking about. That's right. Who's Judy Hopps?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm looking it up. It's a Disney rabbit from Zootopia.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Oh, did we talk about Roger Rabbit?
Nope.
Roger Rabbit. I think Roger Rabbit's a better version of Bugs Bunny.
Zootopia is really good.
I never saw it.
So which of these is the best rabbit?
Oh, man, it's rough. But I think, actually, I think Bugs Bunny, because he's the most versatile of all the rabbits.
You think Bugs Bunny is the most versatile of all the rabbits?
Yeah.
Why?
He taught people opera. How many of these other rabbits have taught people opera?
Yeah, but so here's the problem with Bugs Bunny. Is he taught aliens on multiple occasions how to blow up the Earth.
Oh, he's not good at stuff. He's just good at getting out of trouble.
He's just not good at things.
He's good at getting out of trouble.
I think Roger Rabbit's a better rabbit than Bugs Bunny.
Which one's Roger Rabbit?
He's the one from Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Look, I will say that Roger Rabbit has an attractive wife, right?
Yeah. A human one, even.
Oh, he has a Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit, yep.
But she's a human.
Yep. But her last name.
No, no, right. She's not a human.
She's a cartoon.
Cartoon a human. Yeah.
She's a cartoon human. Yes. So she probably has human bits.
Toons don't have human rights.
Well, that's just racist.
Well, that's in the movie, I thought.
Well, no, they're fighting for rights.
Oh yeah, they're fighting for rights.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like they have it now. It's 2024. Like they have rights.
No, they got replaced by CGI. They're all homeless.
They're all
now.
AI now. Matt, who do you think is the best rabbit?
Monty Python one.
Oh, that's a fun one. That's a good rabbit.
Donnie Darko one too, just because he's terrifying.
It's pretty terrifying.
A pretty spooky rabbit.
Spooky rabbit.
What was the sad children's book or the rabbits all die?
Oh, that's the I never read it, but like the one where like.
They made a Netflix thing of it too, like a little mini series of it.
Like where they like the rabbits go to war with each other.
Starts with a W.
Let's see. I looked up sad dead rabbit books. Apparently, there's a book called The Dead Rabbit Mixology.
It's not Wuthering Heights, but it's something.
Rabbitiness? No, it starts with a W.
Watership Down.
There you go. Watership Down. No,
didn't know that one.
Yeah, I've never read that because it's like, well, this is a bizarre thing. I'm not going to read that.
It sounds depressing. Did I ever read this? Turning in his tales that Richard Adam told his daughter, Juliet and Rosamond, in a long car journey. Got in the 2007. Wait, what? I'm very confused. When is this?
The book is a long time
When
ago.
Is this book set?
It doesn't matter. It's set during the rabbit period time.
Well, no, he said 2007, but it was written in 1972. Very confused. Lando, stop. We're confused about rabbits right now, and you're not helping. You're not helping. This isn't the Lando podcast. This is the I'm sad about rabbits dying.
It's
kind
of funny though. Like I never like was interested in reading Watership Down because like as a kid I was looking. I was like, well, this doesn't make any sense. Rabbits aren't like intelligent, and because it's set in our world, but also the rabbits are intelligent and they're going to war and stuff like that. It's like this does not make any sense at all.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, I should watch the new Netflix one. James McAvoy, Nicholas Hoult, John Boyega, Ben Kingsley, Tom Wilkinson.
Oh.
Olivia Colman.
And where do the boats come in? Like, there's no way they built a boat. Because they're rabbits. It doesn't make any sense. The book is asking too much for me.
I don't understand. I still don't understand. Why is it set in 2007?
I don't think it is.
Then why did the Wikipedia article say it was set in 2007?
Watership Down, adventure novel by English author Richard Asen, published in 1972, set in Hampshire in southern England. The story features a small group of rabbits.
I don't see anything about like when it's set, because I don't think that matters.
There was another TV show, I think, in 2007 or something.
I just don't understand. I don't like it.
I have no idea where we're seeing that this is set in 2007.
On the Wikipedia page for Watership Down.
As he explained in 2007 in an interview.
So it said the story began as tales. Is telling his young daughter. He recounted in 2007 this day began. Oh, now I understand.
Began telling the story of the rabbits improvised at the top of his head.
That's what I get for only reading part of the story. I need what's his face Harvey to tell me the rest of the story. That's right, that's an old person reference. Will you stop? You're not helpful. All right, Carlos, before we end, because this is episode 444, I would like you to tell me what your favorite alliterative thing is.
I don't know. I like my favorite alliterative
thing. Yeah, or just like, you know, just your favorite alliterative phrase, your favorite alliterative
so
thing.
So here's the thing I like. I like how like 50% maybe of all the Marvel superheroes are alliterative because Stan Lee was like, yeah, no, it's good idea for a superhero to have an alliterative name. And so, like, I feel like that, like, it would be funny. Like, I feel like what the comic should have done was, like, post, like, after a lot of identities were revealed, like, years ago in, like, Civil War in the comics. They should have had, like, in comic, like, people discussing, you know, it's kind of weird, right, that there's, like, a lot of people, like, you're very likely to be, if you have an alliterative name, you're going to become a superhero or supervillain. And if you have an alliterative name, and also there's some sort of animal attached to it, like, you're going to definitely become a superhero supervillain, like Otto Octavius.
I do like that we've gone out of the way to do a lot of things that have alliteration in them. In our long and storied, like, career as podcasters and creatives, we just keep putting alliteration out there for no reason, and sometimes we just break that for no reason too.
That's just fun. It's kind of like it's kind of like poetry in some ways, like how, like, poetry has, like, a rhyming to it. Like, it's just that it's like the instead of, like, being at the end, like, for rhyming, it's at the beginning.
There's no rhyme or reason.
And there's a reason. It just doesn't necessarily have to rhyme.
Unless we're talking about raisins. It's delicious candy.
Yeah, they are.
I haven't had one.
Gets stuck in your teeth, though.
But they're, like, they're so good. Mm-hmm. They're very good. All right, should we get out of here?
Yeah.
You think this is the right button? It is. All right, cool. If you guys have any questions, comments, or ideas, or what have you, go ahead and shoot us an email and feedback at blindstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/blindstudios. You can follow us on Instagram at blindstudios. And I'll see you guys next week. April Fool's.